I guess what I'm, why I feel that, although I don't think I've said this too well on the tape, let's see if I can try on it again, is that there is some, there is an area here that I'm less concerned with the musicality of something in the sense of developing sound relationships, although it probably intuitively happens where one thing is balanced, one weight of a sound can be balanced off against another, and one rhythm balanced in relationship to other rhythms, and there's a developmental ideas that might occur in my work, in fact do. But I'm less concerned with that and more concerned with the kind of painting that, or sculpting, that sound, in effect, like visual art, encompasses. It touches on some areas of reality and illusion that have to do with our own kinetic sense, our sense of space and time, and our place in that space and time. It's like, let's say, a magician who's interested in the effects of fooling our eye, and where physically we're present and something that should be isn't, and yet we're fooled, we know we're fooled, and yet it's kind of playing with that, and we know it's an effect. Well, I think there's another stage that art or expression also has a role utilizing magic. I feel, for example, at times that audium is magic. Magic in the sense that people let go of their place and yet hold to it. In other words, they know they're in an environment, in a room, and yet at the same time, there are moments that they are removed from it entirely, physically, that there's a sense of a loss of space and time within the confines of audium. And I think that the environment, my sounds, the conditions that I set up for the performance to take place in, all work in this area that is kind of magical. Magical in the fantasy sense, but also in the physiological sense, too. I think this is somewhat new in as an approach towards an aesthetic point of view in music. Granted, I suspect that there are a lot of composers today working on theatrics and working in relationship to drama and the sound event in relationship to an audience. But I think that my aesthetic is directed, I think, in that realm, but I think it really, I think, takes a much more frontal approach to it, where the sense of potential vocabulary and exchange between my sensibility and the audience is willing to take on the challenge of the whole environment and the whole gestalt that includes, and make that a part of this, of the work itself. So, in sum, really what I'm kind of suggesting is that my work is certainly focused on the surreal aspect of sound as a vehicle, as a point of view in sound. But it isn't merely just a kind of passive, somewhat elusive or aesthetic or effete kind of approach to it. I think I feel strong enough about it that what happens in the total experience of audience is quite actual, that the conditions of the environment and the manner in which I do the work support what I've spread out here as somewhat of an aesthetic point of view.